Welcome to an episode of The Damn Nation, where right now I'm going to talk about the most popular shows on Apple TV and which ones I think is good and which one isn't. Okay, so I guess we're going to go down the line. We got Snoopy in Space. What do you think? Pretty good. Snoopy in Space. Then you got Luck. Didn't watch it yet, but it's on the list. Okay, what else they got here? Harriet, the Spy, Lizzie Story. I don't know. I'm gonna watch it. I haven't watched it yet. What about C? I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. But there's a lot of things on here that I tried to watch and I can't watch it. Monarch Legacy of Monsters is garbage. Garbage. Why is it garbage to you? Exactly. The monster, when they do show the monsters, it's for a short time. It's garbage. Spirited, I thought it was funny. What you thought about Spirited? Yeah, it was all right, right? It was funny. And I don't celebrate none of these holidays. Be right. I'm going to watch Slow Horses, so I'm going to give it a chance only because I like Gary Oldman. He's like one of my favorite actors. Invasion got real corny fast. It's mad boring. Foundation, I haven't really given that a chance yet. I watched Idris Elba in Hijack. It was like a fake 24. I like Idris Elba a lot, but his choices in movies and series is just garbage. Like, the only thing I liked him in was, what's that series he was in? And he's a detective. Lucas. That was my show with him in it. So that was pretty good. Yeah. Now, what was that other show we was watching with the babysitter? With the fake baby. Yeah, with the fake baby. Yeah, that started out pretty good. Now, see, the problem I have with Apple is their shows start off good, and then it ends up being garbage. Like, for real, it starts out real good, and then it's garbage. Like, I don't know who's... It's just my opinion. Like, I'm not trying to watch the morning show. I'm not even trying to watch it. There was a show with... what's her name? Arquette? That was pretty good. What was that? I'm trying to look for the show that it was. I want to watch Argylle, but I'm not a John Cena fan at all. It's like every time I see John Cena, it makes me not want to watch the movie. Like, for real. I'm like, John Cena's in this? Don't want to see it. You talking about the wrestler? He's not even The Rock status for me to... I'm just not into John Cena, man. That whole waving his hand in the face was always a turnoff to me. I don't know what it was. You're trying to find it. Yeah, I'm trying. Okay, The Changeling with, what's his name? Severance was good. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, Severance was good. That was great. That's a good show. Severance was a good show. I hope they bring it back. But it was a good show. The Changeling with Lakeith Stanfield, another brother I like up there with Idris and others, but the show is lacking. It started off good, and then I was like, this is garbage. Like, I can't do it. I was like, nah, I can't do it. It was garbage. So right now, my number one show on Apple TV is definitely Silo. It's smart. I don't know if it's original. I never read the book, but I'm not sure who copied who, but there used to be this show where they was in some type of, they was in outer space. They got a fool on here? They was in outer space and they was in some type of silo, but in outer space. And then come to find out, they wasn't really in outer space. It was like the same thing. But I digress, right? Silo is actually good. So that's all I got to say about that. I'm looking on Apple's you know, it's hard to trust what they say is number one because it's like their channel. But I'm looking on here and they're doing their most popular and they got Silo at 16, which I don't know why. Foundation is 13, Invasion is 12. Hannah Waddingham, don't even know who that is. Slow Horses, I could see that being 7, but I haven't watched it yet just because Gary Oldman alone. So, you know, Spirited is number 4, even though it came out in 2022. I don't know. Once again, another person I'm not really fond of is Mark Wahlberg. So I'm definitely not going to be watching The Family Plan. Monarch is number 2, Legacy of Monsters. When I tell you that show is garbage, it's garbage. And I like Kurt Russell a lot. That's my dude. That dude been acting since I was little. I remember when he was on the Mickey Mouse Club. So, anyway. And A Charlie Brown Christmas is number 1. Now, Apple is hilarious because their main cartoons is Charlie Brown, right? Exactly. They got, like, mad Charlie Brown shows on there. It's like Disney having Mickey. Apple has nothing but Charlie Brown. They got it's the Pumpkin Pat Charlie Brown. It's the Christmas Charlie Brown. It's Snoopy Goes to Space, Peanuts in Space. To everything, it's just a lot of Charlie Brown, which I really don't mind. Oh, okay. Another show that hasn't really disappointed me yet is Strange Planet. I find that show pretty hilarious. You gotta watch it to see it because it's pretty funny. Now what'd you say?
Oh, they got Bob Burgers.
Oh, Lori Tan. Okay, you got. Oh, these are all comedians. Well, except this guy. You got Hannah Einbinder, manager, Danny Pudi, regular, Lori Tan Chin, guide, Tunde Adebimbe, pay, structural engineer, Demi Adejuyujibe, Nathan W. Pyle, Taxa Alex Ipah. These are the producers, though. Anyway, it's a pretty good show. They use terms as they, them, and that. I don't know what that's about, but, you know, it's real, what would you call that, gender friendly? I don't know. I don't really care much about that stuff. I just like the dialogue. The dialogue they use is so hilarious. Like, for instance, instead of them asking for beer or wine, they ask for what? Poison. Yeah, they said, I would like some mild poison. I thought that was hilarious.
And they call football foot orb.
Yeah, foot orb. And you don't know who's a woman or who's a female. They don't wear pants. And basically, their shoes are literally socks. So, and they're like really into, I don't know, what is it? They're really into tattoos. Like, what's funny is they're literally blue people, blue beings. Well, they can't be aliens. It's their planet. But it's called Strange Planet. They call cats vibrating pets.
Vibrating creatures.
Yeah, vibrating creatures. It's just actually funny. Like, literally one episode described, it's called Grayscale Finger Bandit. A lovelorn being offers to take care of their crush's vibrating creature. Next door, a small being insists on adopting an outside creature. So basically, you know, it's funny. The first episode is pretty funny. The flying machine. I don't know. They're pretty much 25 minute to half hour shows. But yeah, give it a chance. Like I said, Monarch was very disappointing. I'm a Godzilla fan. I like the movies. You know, the movies could have been better too. But you know, they like, it's like Transformers. They like dealing with the humans. I'm not saying you can't deal with humans, but you gotta have like a good story. We know this. But Monarch, the story is not interesting. It's boring. I watched Monarch to see the monsters. I didn't watch Monarch to see dudes talking and wanting to know their side story, because the side story is not interesting at all. So like I said, my number one show on Apple TV is Silo. So we
until Godzilla, the new Godzilla comes out.
Yeah, but that's the movies. This the series I'm talking. I'm talking about a series. Series coming to the series.
Season 1.
Yeah, but the series is why.
Same episode that you're on the alien.
Well, coincidence. As a matter of fact, I'm on episode 10, so this is about to be over.
No, you're on episode 9.
I'm about to be on episode 10, like I said.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. Peace.